This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air, to talk to us, to let us know what's on your mind. Let us know what's important to you. Because, hey, we're going to bring in a couple topics. We're going to kick them around. Maybe you'll find them interesting. Maybe you won't. If you don't,
maybe
call
you just
us.
Hate topics.
maybe you're a topic phone.
You want to beat them up.
Right. Get these damn topics out of my face. But we like to talk about stuff. And by we, I mean myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And nobody.
And we are going to start things off by talking about everyone's favorite socialist country, Venezuela. Well, I don't know if it's anyone's favorite socialist country, but they are a shining example of what you can expect under socialist control. I think going back for decades now, they have gone to the playbook and they have implemented fabulously socialist programs. The latest, the last couple of years, it's really been about their economic choices, and they seem to love inflation. The government does, because it keeps them rolling in bank. Unfortunately, it devastates the rest of the country.
Well, I mean, is it really that great to be rolling in bank when the money that you're rolling in can't buy a loaf of bread without wheelbarrows full of it, basically?
Oh, you're talking about the people of Venezuela.
No, I'm talking about people, even the people that are in charge. I mean, that's my question here. I understand they're living large compared to the rest of Venezuela, but is it really that great to be where they are?
There must come a point where, we can only add so many zeros to this dollar, or this Maduro,
it's called the Bolivar.
The Bolivar. So many
times.
But
they should rename it to the Maduro. Why not?
Right. They should.
Should call it the Chavez.
The Chavez.
The Chav.
Yeah. And, I guess the answer to that is, the richest woman in Venezuela is Hugo Chavez's daughter. Except she doesn't actually live in Venezuela. She lives in Europe and spends Venezuelan money.
Europe, she doesn't.
Takes it?
Basically, it gets converted to euros, and that's what she lives off. They basically looted the country.
Sure.
For her, so she doesn't have any problem with the inflation because she doesn't have to spend her money in Chavez's.
Right.
She can, or Bolivars, or pesos,
right,
or whatever. She's spending euros.
Right. I mean, surely there are still some luxury shops and goods available in Venezuela, but it could not possibly be as many as it once was. There could not be as much, there's not as much wealth available to those people there now. So even though you're riding high on the hog, you're still nowhere near as well off as wealthy people in other places, I would think.
Do you think that Maduro holds Bolivars? Do you think he is stockpiling Venezuelan, rapidly deflating?
No way. He's rolling
inflating
in Petros, my man.
Petros. Right.
Petros.
Or,
oh God,
here's a thought. Maybe he's just getting somebody to convert it for him into some other currency if they can find a market.
What lunatic would want to take Bolivar from anyone?
Oh. Well,
I mean, that's the reason why in the black market, you've got to give a ton more Bolivar, right, to get a U.S. dollar.
Okay.
Because they don't want them.
Right. Of course not. But do you think if you have the power of the printing press behind you, you couldn't come up with enough to make yourself fabulously wealthy by cash? Yeah.
You can do that.
And I think so. And that is what happens, kids, when you have a socialist system where the government controls all aspects of the money. They don't have to keep their money in that in that particular currency, in this case the Venezuelan bolivar, they'll convert it over to something that holds its value. That should be your truest example of why this doesn't work. When the only people close to the government, close to the top of the government, can thrive, can buy a loaf of bread, you know, and everybody else is struggling.
Just so you know, the always love to check the black market rate of the bolivar whenever we do these conversations, because we talk about Venezuela every few weeks.
Sure.
Here on Free Talk Live. And it's been about a year and a half now. It was August of 2018 when they brought about this new bolivar, the sovereign bolivar, the Bolivar Soberano, replacing the Bolivar Fuerte, which had previously replaced the bolivars. So they're on the third iteration in about two decades of this thing. And when they brought about the Bolivar Soberano, they knocked five zeros off of the Bolivar Fuerte. And when they did that at the website dollartoday.com, we checked when this was going down. We said, all right, well, let's mark this moment in time. What is the black market exchange rate? Because that's the real one.
Yep.
There's the BS one that the government comes up with.
Of course.
And then there's the real one, dollartoday.com. Back in August or late August of 2018, it was about 72 Bolivar Soberano to one U.S. dollar. Today, about 18 months later, it is 78,753 Bolivar Soberano to one U.S. dollar, up 1,000 times.
Wow.
And that means...
That's a lot of dollar.
Right. Now... Everyday items now, still have a cost.
How is this website spelled? Is it spelled D-O-L-O-R today?
Close. D-O-L-A-R. Dollar.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering because D-O-L-O-R is Spanish for pain.
Yeah. So just to give you some idea of how bad it really is out there.
Yeah, so when this kind of thing happens, people tend to go to the government and go, oh, my God, we're experiencing 1,000% inflation over a certain period of time. That means every time I go to the market, it takes more and more money, and I don't have any more money because wages aren't keeping up. So fix it, government. So Venezuela, Maduro, is trying to fix it. So
no, he's not.
So, yes, he is. He wants
to. All he needs is a bullet in the brain pan.
And this is coming to us from QZ.com.
I love the photo, by the way, with Maduro stacking bars of gold.
Yeah.
At some conference. He's got a microphone in front of him.
Nice.
Wow. He actually got in trouble for eating empanadas
on television
while everybody was starving.
That's what this reminds me of here.
Yeah.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro ordered the 11th minimum wage hike in 24 months yesterday, boosting the basic salary by 67%.
Woo! We're rich!
Yay!
Which... it comes to basically to 250,000 bolivars an hour. How about that? No, it's basic salary. Excuse me. 250,000 bolivars. So, hold on.
Are you sure that's an hour or is that per month?
The basic salary. So I'm guessing it's probably a month to 250,000 bolivars. So you work a year. I mean, you're $3 million
a year.
That's pretty cool. Except 250,000 bolivars equals $3.61 U.S. plus a $200,000 quote food bonus unquote as the country struggles to deal with hyperinflation. So there you go. I mean, you're even getting a bonus just for working minimum wage.
Wow.
So maybe they can throw some other great words.
You can almost afford food.
You can almost do that. Well, that will become less and less of a problem because there will be less and less living people in Venezuela. They will die. People will die. And that's what socialism brings. It's not just bad, you know, saying, oh, my dollar doesn't stretch as far as it used to. These people are going, we've got kids to feed, and we're likely going to lose a couple in the next month. I can't even remember
what Joe Stalin used to say. He'd say, kids, dark humor is like food. Not everybody gets it.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733. Or head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Load up the Discord app. You got to have that. You got to load some software first. But you can use your high-speed internet connection, your computer's microphone, or your cell phone's microphone. You can contact us that way, and you will sound really good. You'll sound like you are in the studio with us. In the studio tonight is Chris.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we are talking about bad economic policies. And no, we're not talking about the United States. We could do a whole show on that. We're talking about Venezuela, which has inflated their currency so ridiculously over so many years. We just did a look at a known date, which was about 18 months ago compared to today, and it's been over 1,000% inflation.
No, 1,000 times.
1,000 times. That doesn't figure out to be a percentage.
It's 100,000%.
Yeah.
So, for those of you in the United States, I mean, we've been seeing 2.5 to 3.5%
inflation. That's what the government says.
That's what the government says. And that's,
they don't factor in everything that probably should be factored in.
Well, I mean, who really uses petroleum products?
Yeah, there's other things too, right?
Like
we don't include.
Yeah.
And housing.
Right.
Yeah, those are two things they don't include.
Yeah, so the inflation statistics put out by the U.S. government are really
crap.
Yeah, well, they're bogus. They're not inclusive enough for them to publish a number, and I think their excuse really is, well, there are regional variations. Of course, us in the Northeast, we broadcast from New Hampshire. Yeah, we have higher heating oil costs, for example, than somebody in Florida. So the government says, well, we'll just disregard that and consider everything else equal. And you can't do that. Inflation numbers, if you wanted to be real, you would do it at least regionally, statewide or something like that, and not exclude anything.
Well, and years ago in Venezuela, they stopped publishing the official numbers, right? Of what do they call it? M1, I think, or something like that.
Be the base the supply of money.
M1, yeah. M2, there's a whole collection M3, of them. Yeah. M2 includes checking deposits.
Yeah, so I think M1's cash, right? Or
M1 is
or something.
Cash and a couple other things, but it's the smallest.
Yeah. Yes. So they stopped doing that, and that was years ago now. I think like probably 4 or 5 years ago, and that was right around the time when things really started to get bad, because it's been... the last time we talked about this was a couple weeks ago. I believe the story we were reading at the time said they've had 21 or 22 straight quarters of economic decline in Venezuela. So it's been over 5 years of just consistent, constant economic doldrums and depression and just awful.
Yeah, and in face of that, the Maduro government has just been slowly increasing. Well, 11 times in the past 24 months, they have hiked the minimum wage. Now, Venezuela has what is called what we refer to as a minimum wage. Everybody in the country gets the basic salary. The basic salary, which used to be 100,000 bolivars per twice a month, it is now raised to 250,000 bolivars twice a month. So
now, is that like an MGI where you get that whether you work or not?
I think so. Mm. And I haven't, I just briefly,
I don't know about that.
I just, well, you or what the heck does Yang want to do? What does he want to give?
UBI.
Universal basic income. Everybody gets. I think they refer to it as a worker. I just had a little bit of time to look into it, but they said it is paid twice a month.
Hmm.
So, you know, think about that. I mean, it's not like you're making 250,000 bolivars, which means you're making $3.61 every 2 months in U.S. dollars. And that's not a lot, because a lot of the products are going to be purchased. They have to be purchased, or you're going to have to pay an awful lot for them to be imported. I guess that's what I'm trying to picture. How do things get imported when no one wants your currency?
Here's an interesting flashback. It is, as we're doing this show, what, the 16th of January, I think?
Yes.
Headline from January 14th, 2019.
Okay.
Venezuela's Maduro hikes minimum wage 300%. So he's getting all skinflint here. This is what, only 67?
67%.
He hiked the minimum wage 300% to 18,000 bolivars per month at that time, per month, 18,000, which they said at the time was worth about $6.70. So even though it's now 250,000 twice a month or 500,000 per month, it's actually worth less than it was a year ago at 18,000.
Well, Maduro hasn't raised the minimum wage in a while, and in a while I mean since October. When Maduro last raised the wage to 150,000 bolivars in October, a month of work could buy about 4 kilograms or 9 pounds of beef. But the new hike can't even buy 1 kilogram
wow.
due to inflation's effect on consumer prices. So,
to anybody who's paying attention, I mean, this is just pathetic.
And I feel bad because I look at these things.
Somebody needs to shoot him.
You're right.
I mean, good God.
I mean, I sort of joke about this stuff, but there's real people down there. There are real
yeah.
lives being devastated by this and real lives being lost. People are dying, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get scolded about driving my car by a Scandinavian high school student. This bothers
me. How dare you?
Too. Exactly. How dare I? According to that was according to Bloomberg. The new hike can't even buy a kilogram of beef. A month of work on U.S. minimum wage equates. A month of work on the U.S. minimum wage of $7.25 per hour would buy 137 kilograms of ground beef. We're not advocating even the U.S.'s minimum wage. We don't advocate any minimum wage. At a minimum wage of 8 pounds, 21 pence per hour, workers in the UK can earn enough to buy 288 kilograms of rump steak in a month. The recent wage increase makes it look like there was effectively no minimum wage until recently. And they show a couple of charts and, you know, dating back to 2008, you know, there really
Which
doesn't...
Was when, wasn't that about when Chavez passed away?
It may have been, but here's the deceiving thing. We're looking at this chart, and it looks like a hockey stick, and no, we're yeah. not talking about climate change. This goes from 2008 up to about 2019, and then it has a sharp spike.
Big time.
But the scale is so small that we can't see all the little increases
right.
in here, which were occurring, too.
Chavez died in 2013.
855, 450 free. What do you think? I mean, this is just, and it's just killing people because you want to be in control, Mr. Maduro. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89-10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow set another record, gaining 267 points to finish at 29,298. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number to call to get on the air, to get on the radio. But first, I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There's no ID requirement to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And we have been talking about the hellhole that the socialists have turned Venezuela into. I'm sorry. Bernie Sanders has been a big fan of Venezuela. He's come out a couple times and praised the Maduro government and the Chavez government before that. So
yeah, I suspect he's quieted down about that in recent years.
It'd be a great thing to ask.
I think he has been asked about that. I don't have his answer at hand, but I suspect that the sort of the standard socialist response is, well, they just did it wrong.
Right.
If they would just do it my way.
And they'd just add more, you know, freedom. No, you can't do that. I can't add freedom. What can I add?
Well, that's the thing.
Just do it differently.
Recently, they did add a little bit more freedom.
Really?
They have now decided, and Maduro himself thanked God, apparently, on like some sort of national appearance, television, radio, or something like that. I think it was back in November, for the dollar.
For the dollar?
They are now allowing Venezuelans. It's not official policy, but it is officially they're looking the other way.
Interesting.
They're allowing Venezuelans to do business in the dollar. So you're seeing now more signage up at businesses, you know, your little shop on the side of the road or whatever, which has prices in dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, they estimated that over half of transactions in, at least in Caracas, are in the dollar now.
Right.
And they're out in the open.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Now we need more transactions in cryptocurrency down there.
I agree with you. But
that would help. But it is an improvement over what they got.
It is. And it's interesting to see the dollar being this sort of subversive thing that is actually helping people retain their value when compared to the bolivar.
Right. And compared to this country where we constantly lose money. I mean, if you are holding dollars... Literally, if you have a bank account filled with U.S. dollars and you keep it there for, it used to be, you keep your money in the bank and you do that for, you know, 30, 40 years, and then you got a nice little nest egg when you retire. Well, that's not the case versus bank savings rates when inflation in the United States outpaces what banks pay in interest. That means every year that nest egg shrinks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So people
and
have...
banks don't pay jack squat in interest, so
no,
it's definitely
don't.
Outpacing it
yeah.
by far.
Right, and that's the issue. So people are driven to, you want to increase your earnings, you want to be able to afford to retire, so people looked towards more speculative things, like, you know, real estate, you know, leading up to 2008. Maybe I'll buy some of those derivatives, you know, all the... different mortgages all rolled together because they're triple rated. That's what people did. I don't say that jokingly. I mean, pension plans were buying into the thing that led to the 2008, and their value went to zero. They just crumbled and they went to zero. That's what happens when you practice bad economics. So we're looking at some other charts of Venezuela and, you know, different ways of looking at it. Again, this is basically looking like a hockey chart when it looks at the minimum wage.
Venezuela, just for listeners just tuning in, has raised its minimum wage again. However, every time they raise the minimum, so-called raise the minimum wage, the amount of actual product that the new minimum wage can buy is less
right.
than what it was previously. So they're acting like they're helping people, and in reality, it's just posturing. That's all it is. I mean, that's all the minimum wage increases is anyway. Like, when you
sure.
look at the minimum wage increases here in the United States, in fact, I've got a story about how businesses in the U.S. are handling minimum wage increases by, like, firing people and cutting hours.
Sure.
But it's always just essentially a pandering of the politicians to the people. It's a way for them to make it look like they care. It's a way for them to make it look like they're concerned for the little guy, when in reality, it actually does nothing whatsoever to help the little guy, and in fact, actually hurts them.
I think sometimes it's just government economists saying, we've got the answer to what ails you. We'll help you fix this. The first thing you need to do, Maduro, is you got to jack up that minimum wage. So, and that will lead to more people being happy and they will buy more things and so on and so on. The thing is, none of that stuff works in a socialist economy.
Well, it doesn't even work here. I mean,
This isn't
a so-called socialist economy, although there are plenty of arguments that there's a lot of socialism implemented in the United States.
True.
But the minimum wage has the same effect everywhere it's tried, and that is to increase the supply of money in the economy, and that just means prices go up.
Maduro has vowed to cut inflation down to single digit this year.
Whoa, that's a big vow. You think he can keep that promise?
A stiff challenge given that prices are currently estimated to be rising at 9,900% by Bloomberg's index that tracks the price of a cup of coffee in Caracas. Venezuela is also suffering a humanitarian crisis with its economy crippled by economic mismanagement and hefty sanctions placed by Maduro's dictatorial regime. Last year, Juan Guaido, the opposition speaker of the National Assembly, declared himself president and was promptly recognized by much of the international community, but his faltering coalition has so far failed to take power.
Yeah, it's been like a year since
he did that. And it's unlikely, and it's sad that it's unlikely. What they need is they
well,
need...
Well, he's just another socialist, though. He's
That's
not
true.
Any better.
He may be a little bit better, but not much.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to tell people of Venezuela other than leave.
And a lot of them have.
You can't. You can try to weather it. You know, maybe if you're a farmer, where could you can grow your own food and take care of your family if they let you. If you're off the grid in Venezuela, maybe you stand a chance. But otherwise, this just means death for you and for your children. I hate to be blunt.
Millions of people have left
yes.
in the last few years. I think we saw 5 million estimated have left the country, and it's a country of about 30 million people, so roughly one-sixth.
Sixth of their population.
Yeah, they've either gone to Colombia right next door or traveling to wherever they can get to.
Leave or die, that's the message, and that's a really sad position to be in. I can't imagine having to make that choice. Though here in the U.S., I mean, while a lot of people will talk about the thriving economy and all these things we have going for us, we're not as bad as Venezuela, but we can look at our government. We can see similar steps being taken, like the minimum wage. I mean, this is one of those things that people are harping on. You got to get that up. I had a lady tell me, you know, who could ever live on $7.25 an hour? Well, that's the question. Well, who could live on $7? We got to get that number up.
What's the stupidity that anybody who has a job has to be able to live on the proceeds of that job? When I was 14, I worked for Cottage Inn Pizza passing out flyers, and I wanted to buy a bike. And I bought my bike, but I didn't make enough money to live on. Okay, and if I'd had to make enough money to live on in order to have a job, I wouldn't have had that job, and I wouldn't have gotten my bike.
Rich people just need to accept that they're only going to be ever capable of anything more than a minimum wage job, and the government needs to pay everyone a higher minimum wage so they can all be happy at the
bottom. The government
doesn't
pay a minimum wage.
No, they don't. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
First, I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have been trying to get somebody to put together a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one. That's Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory of events, businesses, and digital content, and there's more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. In studio is Chris, Ian, and Rich.
Nobody.
Nobody. See, I've got to get around that. It's like writing 2019 on checks. It's this mental block I have. I just need to start it with
future governor of New Hampshire.
Future governor.
Nobody. Then you'll, you know, it'll all just flow out.
Will that make it flow? Okay, I'll try that. But we've been talking about Venezuela, and we've been talking about inflation and them hiking the minimum wage down there to 250,000 bolivars. Wow, you get that twice a month each time. Now payday is about $3.61 U.S. That would be the equivalent. And they're getting that twice a month. But minimum wage laws and raises are being talked about in the United States, too. Fight for 15. I mean, we've got to make it so anybody can get a minimum wage job and live. It needs to be a livable wage, nobody. That's what we need here. That is what they tell us.
Nonsense. There's absolutely no reason that You should be able to live on every job. Bagger boys at the grocery store.
Yes.
Back in the day, they did not live on their wages because they were kids.
They lived
with their parents.
Yeah.
And there is no reason that you should have to be an adult to work. There's no reason that you should have to be paying bills to work. And there is no reason you should have to be, you should have to earn enough to be an adult and pay bills to work.
I got related stories. I got how a 40-year-old Greek diner is dealing with wage hikes here in the United States. If you want to keep talking about minimum wage.
Let's go there.
Or we can talk about the Venezuelan Petro and get the latest on that, too. But here's from Westword.com. Breakfast buzzes as usual at Chef Zorba's authentic Greek cuisine. Regular customers shout a hello as they come in the door. Servers refill coffees and pack up leftovers. The portions here are substantial. And owner Karen Lekanik chats with guests as they pay their tabs.
Where's this at?
Darn good question. Chef Zorba's. This is Congress Park Restaurant.
I think Zorba lived in Greece.
Denver. It's Denver.
Okay.
Denver. Okay.
Nice. Okay. Well, the place sounds good. I'm kind of hungry.
It feels almost like a big family gathering. Some of the regulars have been coming in every day for years. And some of the employees count their tenure in decades rather than months or years. And that's a big deal.
That is huge.
Food service. Mm-hmm. It's very high turnover typically in food service.
Very much so.
It's very rare that, you know, employees stay in one place for long. But the family recently got smaller. At dinner time, Chef Zorba's is now dark and empty because the owner, Lekanik, just made the difficult decision to shorten hours to breakfast and lunch only.
Why? He sounds like he's got a thriving business. People love it. Employees stick around for decades. Why would he do that?
Her name's Karen. But on January 1st, the Congress Park restaurant changed its hours from 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. daily, primarily because of the new minimum wage increases that Denver City Council and the mayor, Michael Hancock, signed into effect in November. She said, quote, "It wasn't an easy decision for us. We had to do layoffs, and we went from 35 to about 27 people because of it."
Wow.
So cutting a significant portion of their staff. The layoffs and shortened hours didn't come simply because of the change in the minimum wage, which went from $11.10 to $12.85 per hour for non-tipped employees at the beginning of 2020. Chef Zorba's was already paying at least 25% above minimum wage, according to Lekanik. She says, "You'd never be able to hire a cook or dishwasher for minimum wage."
Right.
She says further, and nobody, you washed some dishes recently, and you were getting paid above minimum, correct?
Yeah, I was making 12 an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a lot above minimum. Wages, she says, have been driven up by low unemployment, and honestly, if you advertised a job paying minimum wage, you probably couldn't even get anyone to show up and fill out an application.
That's how it is here in New Hampshire. You're not going to hire somebody at minimum wage. Nobody's going to bother. You're going to get paid $10 if you're working fast food in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, Ann Arbor, Michigan, I saw they were advertising $11 an hour at McDonald's.
Right.
The real problem, the owner points out, is that there's a separate minimum wage for tipped employees, which must be no more than $3.03 less than the non-tipped rate, according to state law. So when the city of Denver signed its increases into law, it also increased the wages for the tipped employees, who are often the highest paid employees at any restaurant.
Yeah.
Because if you know what you're doing as a server, you get a lot of good tips.
So I spent a lot of years in the restaurant and industry, and a lot of it was in the kitchen, but I also waited tables, and I also attended bar. And when I waited tables, I was accused of stealing, jokingly, from my boss at one place I worked. He said, because it's impossible that you are that good, that you're walking out of here every night, even weeknights you work, with $100 in tips.
And this was how many years ago?
This was in the 80s. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but they like me. So I was making $100 in tips a night, $100 a night in the 80s.
Now, you aren't even that good looking.
I'm not. And, you know,
God, it's horrendous.
And I did just want to point this out. I'm also male, which, I mean, that's a giveaway.
So you really must have been good at upselling and being friendly and chatting up the clients.
Well, I knew that waiting tables are tip-based. is a very true capitalistic experience. You are paid immediately. You are rewarded on the job you do.
Mm-hmm.
But how much did I make an hour? How much was I making an hour then? $2.10.
Right. Base pay.
I made $2.10. The rest of it was tips. $100 an hour, I'll take it.
So in this case, Lucanic, the owner, was forced to either give all her tipped employees a raise of $1.75 an hour, going from $8.08 to $9.83, or to let some of them go. After looking at the restaurant's dinner hour numbers, she decided that cutting dinner and the workers that were needed to staff it was a better alternative than eliminating other benefits, such as health insurance that she gives to her full-time employees, or, worse, closing the restaurant entirely.
That is... It's so sad.
Sorry to everybody that really enjoyed dinner at this great restaurant that's been around for 40 years. That's over.
No. It is horrendous. And some people in Denver are going to be happy about this. Some employees who have no aspirations of bettering themselves, and they're just, you know, minimum wage employees, or they were lower than, they were slightly higher than minimum wage, but the government just decreed that you get a raise. And they are going to support this, and they're going to talk about how great it is because, you know, my lazy butt is now worth, you know, X dollars an hour.
And then they're going to get laid off, and then they're going to get laughed at.
They're going to get their hours cut.
Get their hours cut if they don't get laid off.
Then they can blame the evil owner for firing them. It wasn't the government's fault.
Yeah, they can blame whatever they want.
Right.
But that doesn't give them a job. There's no job in blaming things.
Right. Well, I don't know. There are a lot of people running for.
Well, you could be a woman studies professor, you know, or and any of the grievance studies fields, I guess, would be a degree in blaming people.
Or you can just run for the Democratic candidacy for president. I mean, right now in these debates, the only one I'm really watching is Yang. Because
you're watching,
you got your eye on the Yang.
Oh God, he's the high bidder. I mean, he is offering me $1,000 a month forever. You know, for doing nothing. I'm not seeing the
downward. That's better than a minimum wage increase.
It's better than minimum wage. I'm not expected to pay it back. I don't have to do anything for it.
Yeah.
It's just $1,000.
Well, I mean, a minimum guaranteed income of $1 million annually would be a wonderful thing, actually, economically, because what it would do is make the dollar irrelevant. It would force the dollar to zero, which would force the national debt to zero.
I got more on this coming up.
This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.